KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Hunger Games series has come to a sporadically stirring climax with Mockingjay Part 2. Somewhere in the middle of the film, I felt an unexpected pang of sympathy for the heroine, Katniss Everdeen. There she was, longbow in hand as usual, arrows in the quiver on her back, weaponized with touching modesty in the midst of a high-tech rebellion against the higher-tech forces of a pitiless dictator. Never mind that her arrows have incendiary tips, Katniss has remained in Jennifer Lawrence's portrayal a vividly vulnerable creature of flesh and blood, surrounded by sci-fi extravagance of variable quality. In all my reviews of the Hunger Games films, I've sung the praises of Lawrence's work, and that work seems all the more remarkable now that the series is over and she'll soon be seen once again in comic mode in the David O. Russell film Joy. Her range from action icon to consummate comedienne is incendiary, too. The action in Mockingjay Part 2 is slow to gather, even though Mockingjay Part 1 was all about setting the stage for the decisive battle. That's not so much a fault as the nature of this production, which was directed by Francis Lawrence from a screenplay by Peter Craig and Danny Strong. The run-up to the rebels' assault is thoughtful and affecting. It's dramatized on a human scale. There's got to be a better way, Katniss says, as she realizes that her comrade's battle plan will cause extensive civilian casualties. She's the conscience of the movement, but also its figurehead for propaganda purposes, and therefore its prisoner, just as she was a prisoner of the regime headed by Donald Sutherland's elegantly loathsome President Snow. Actually, as she realizes very slowly, she's threatened by other forces as well. This is not a new dilemma in her life. Throughout the series, the story's core appeal to young audiences has been Katniss's struggle to break free from manipulative embraces and become her authentic self. Once she does so by going rogue, Jennifer Lawrence lends a passion to her character in a single, calmly lethal declaration. I'm going to kill Snow. He needs to see my eyes when I kill him. The rest of the film proceeds from that promise. Instead of slow and thoughtful, though, the tone becomes hurtling and grim and not so human, with long chases through sewers, rising tides of digital sludge, and slithery lizard mutts that look for all the world like standard brand zombies. Julianne Moore is once again the rebel president, Al McCoyne. Resolution comes to the tortured relationship between Katniss and her friend from childhood, Peter Millark, who's played by Josh Hutcherson. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, as the head game maker, Plutarch Heavensby, is one last time a haunting presence in footage shot before his death early last year. Film can do almost anything but bring people back. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.